the feeling that they actually like me. But nonetheless, it's up next time for news on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong. It's 24 degrees as we head toward 64 later here in Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Senate Democrats appear united against the budget plan approved by House Republicans. They're pushing for a one-month extension of government funding, saying the GOP bill gives in too much to President Trump's demands. Hours after tariffs and retaliatory tariffs kicked in, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting with his counterparts from Canada and the EU at a summit in Canada. As the Department of Education layoffs continue, former Education Secretary John King Jr. says students will be hurt.
The truth is that 90% of the decisions that are made about K-12 education are made at the state and local level. And the role of the department historically has been to protect civil rights, to make sure that students with disabilities aren't discriminated against, to make sure that students aren't discriminated against based on race or gender.
He says improvement in the department is needed, but not the way it's being done. The EPA is looking to roll back dozens of environmental regulations, including rules limiting vehicle emissions and air pollution. This is ABC News. Former Department of Education employees are speaking out after the agency laid off more than 1,300 workers this week, many of them working on student loans and financial aid. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
1,300 people who thought they had secure government jobs finding themselves suddenly unemployed. The human cost of DOGE. Among them, Joseph Murphy, a longtime management and data analyst whose DOE job was terminated.
Not done anything else for a long, long time, and I'm 56 years old.
Finding himself
suddenly belched out into a job market that has been, at the very same time, severely constricted and also completely flooded.
Saying he doesn't disagree that the federal government needed some restructuring.
But how you do it really matters.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Vermont and Maryland, the latest states reporting cases of the measles. Oklahoma also reporting two new cases. Texas, the epicenter of this winter's outbreak. Hundreds of people there have gotten sick. Two have died, most of them unvaccinated. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hey folks, John here at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's a perfect time to stock up on filters at unbeatable prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is your chance to save big. We've got great deals on hydraulic oil, greases, and a full line of Milwaukee tools at amazing prices. Stop in today, and as always, we have free popcorn. We appreciate your business and can't wait to see you soon.
Napa know-how.
Good morning, 4 minutes after seven. We'll get to forecast details in just a little bit here this morning.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 64. Southeast winds at 3 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, a low of 45. 73 Friday with stray sprinkles by midday. Then a 50% chance of thunderstorms toward evening. Thunderstorms could be heavy at times Friday night. And a low of 48. 53 Saturday with some intermittent rain that could turn to a small accumulation of snow overnight Saturday into Sunday. It is March. And Sunday, a high of 38. Right now in Richland Center, after the midnight reading of 30, we are at our overnight low on the Wartz floor and home thermometer. It is 24 degrees. WRCO, WRCE, encouraging one and all to go to Escanaba in the Moonlight this weekend, put on by Richland Community Players. We have a ticket for caller 4 and another for caller 8 right now. The good news is, give us a call. We'll see if we can put it in your hand at 608-647-4155. Escanaba in the Moonlight this weekend.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Yeah, it's getting harder to act my age. Sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil went walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away. Knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on door. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Singing these blues. All I really
sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes.
Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues.
All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little goodness.
Good morning, 7:10 on a Thursday morning. We congratulate our winners today, Dave Folgo and Monica Felton. Way to go. Nice job. They'll both be attending Escanaba in the Moonlight this weekend, March 14th, 15th, and 16th, 7 o'clock for Friday and Saturday nights, and 2 for Sunday afternoon, and tickets will be available at the door. It's going to be a very, very funny show. Absolutely. You may have seen the Jeff Daniels movie that he put out some years ago, and I really feel like the stage play of the presentation is better than the movie, better written, and of course, great actors from Richland Community Players as well. Here's Toby Keith.
Just a girl born in Dixie, washed in the flood and raised on the banks of the Mississippi mud. She always had to think about falling in love with a bad boy. Daddy never dreams he'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean? The way a girl gets when she turns 17. Kinda crazy. She's a rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with amazing grace. We made California lie. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. Child and a preacher's daughter, she was baptized in dirty water. Mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see.
Restless heart, big dreams in a small town. Well, the weekday calendar, not colander. I think we have one of those around here, too. But the weekday calendar, sponsored by Edward Jones and Richland Center, Katie Bedward. Some notes on today. It's Kendall Day. So Ken was born a couple of years after Barbie, 1961. And the original Ken doll had like lifelike hair. It was like felt hair, but it came off when you put the Ken doll in water. So then they went with the hard plastic, not so realistic Ken doll. It's Canine Veterans Day as well. As we salute those hardworking canine officers, the canine dogs. I have a grand dog that is a canine dog. In fact, my son-in-law is a canine handler. And Bricks is his name. So all the best to Bricks today. It's Earmuff Day, Donald Duck Day. It's National Chicken Noodle Soup Day. It's Coconut Tort Day. Ooh, go whip us up one of those, Hank. It's also Ginger Ale Day. Mix that in with my ski. Make it go further. Today is National Good Samaritan Day. It's World Kidney Day. And we'll talk about that tomorrow on the morning show. About a special fundraiser coming up here in the area on Sunday, put on by the Ithaca Lions. Today is also Popcorn Lovers Day. Ooh, I love me some popcorn. We'll be getting around to maybe get a little bit tonight as well at a basketball game held in Richland Center at Platteville, and Wisconsin Dells play in boys basketball tonight at RCHS.
Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
¿Está luchando con deudas o crédito? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin ofrece educación financiera y asesoramiento para ayudarle a mejorar su crédito, manejar deudas y planificar un presupuesto para comprar una casa. Toma el control de su futuro con nuestra orientación experta. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo para empezar. ¿Struggling with debt or credit? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers financial education and counseling to help you improve your credit, manage debt, and budget for home ownership. Take control of your finances and plan for the future with our expert guidance. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
The National Sleep Foundation wants to know if you're getting a good night's rest. Sleep Awareness Week helps underscore the connection between good sleep and good health. The Richland Hospital and Clinics supports this balance, which is why we've designated a sleep study area on our second floor. If you suffer from excessive snoring, especially accompanied by pauses in breathing, or have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, talk to your healthcare provider about a sleep study right here in Richland Center.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey there, Hank.
Good morning, young man.
What's up, man?
Nothing much. Good day.
Yeah.
It's a good day. I had someone yesterday. I said, have a great day. And he goes, I hope your day is going good. He goes, oh, it's not a good day. And I said, well, every day has to be good. No, it doesn't. I said, well, just miss one.
Right.
So I understand
that. Got to be grateful. Yep. Sometimes it's hard.
Sometimes it is. But you know what?
Yep.
If you miss one, you're in trouble.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
So do that. Anyway, how was your night off?
Well, not bad. I don't know that I, you know, have done anything to redeem, you know, a night off or deserve it, but hasn't been as busy this week.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot of slack, Phil.
That's good.
No. I get it in local stores and stuff. Like, hey, are you ever going to let Phil get number one on the quiz right?
I know.
Getting a lot of flack. So
this last week, I had all of them right except one. Well, I think the week before, I think I had three wrong, but I still got the first one wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's you're getting me because they're ones I think I know.
Right.
And then I stumble. And yesterday, Ken Dimash was in the studio, our music friend, making his radio tour. So I asked him, I said, what do you do? What are you supposed to do to get over the sting of a jellyfish? And he told me, you pee on it. I said, no, you don't. I learned that this week. He thought he would have got it wrong.
Yeah. So I got both of you guys.
Right.
So that question wrong, I should move that to go ahead, and you already have one wrong for Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
No, but anyway, you know what? I'm getting some heat for it, so.
That's good. You should.
Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do is make you a better person in class.
Really?
For life. And
it's hard.
But yeah, I don't think I'm going to win this.
No. I probably should go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the Adam Sandler movie, Billy Madison. Where he goes back and takes every grade, but I don't know that I would pass. It'd be hard.
Right. I have I've got you down almost 4.5 months without a.
I know.
100.
That might be a record.
I'm looking for 12 months.
Yeah, I hope.
But you have a lot of people out there rooting for you.
I know. And then there are a lot of people that aren't. A lot of people like it when I get ones wrong.
Well, you know what? Because you never know what's coming.
I like
coming
to
this,
argue.
You never know what's coming this Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, if we get back to music, maybe I have a shot.
Well, I was thinking of that.
Because I think the one that I aced, the October one, I think that was music.
It was music. So you, are you requesting a music one?
Well, I got to be careful what I wish for, too, because you stumped me at my own game. That's even harder to take.
Do you think I would do that to
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. Number one would be something you find online.
Yeah, I will find something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what number it will be.
Like many things online, a lot of the music things are not totally correct. Because if you look up like, oh, you know, the biggest selling single of all time, well, it may say White Christmas by Bing Crosby. But then it also might say something by Beyonce. You know, it's up for debate depending on what chart they look
at.
So
I like to make sure that my research is done on those. So.
Sure.
After a couple of, hey, Henry, you were wrong questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my research is wrong. So I like to go to 3 or 4 sources for those questions.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yes.
You really, that's painstaking, Hank.
It is. And yeah. I've already got a couple questions for next week. So,
do you?
Yeah.
Well, what's it on?
Well, I don't know. I have a couple questions on a lobster.
A lobster?
Yeah. Do you want to go ahead and start one?
No.
A lobster pees out its face, Phil. Is that true or false?
I don't know. I guess it must be probably true.
It is true. But they also pee on other lobsters for social status.
Do they really?
Is that true or false?
Well, I suppose. Especially if they get sung by a jellyfish. Right? Look it up. It's on the web.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Anyway, a woman, this world record day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The woman who had the most children in history.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Is Valentina Velasi Eva, born in 1707 and died in 1872. She's recognized as the woman who had the most children in history. According to the GBR records, she was the first wife of Fyodor Vasily, a peasant from Russia. At the time, there were no methods of birth control, and having children was considered both a religious and a social obligation for women. Valentina gave birth 27 times.
Wow. Right?
Giving birth to 16 pair of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets, and an incredible total of 69 children.
Multiple births.
Although it seems unbelievable, this extraordinary feat has been officially documented and recognized by the Guinness World Records.
That is crazy.
This one, that was a credit to Jamie Walsh down at J.J. Walsh Jewelers. Well, he sent me that.
Good for him. Yeah. Boy, if he sold a mother's ring to her,
oh my!
He'd run out of space, wouldn't he?
Well, yeah, you'd have to do that on all 10 hands, and maybe some toes. Imagine the birthdays.
Yeah, that'd be hard to keep track of. I wonder if she was the inspiration for the old woman that lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do.
Well, maybe she should have another. Maybe she should live in 2 shoes.
Yeah, probably. She probably does. Oh, well, or did, right?
Yeah. Cycling backwards with a violin. This is something that you could
really?
Do.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Christian Adams cycled 37 meters while playing a violin in reverse in a time of 5 hours and 9 minutes. Why?
Was he playing the song backwards?
I don't know.
You hear subliminal messages when you do that, you know.
So. Well, this record did not take place in Arkansas.
Oh, didn't it?
Yeah. Most people brushing their teeth simultaneously.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, 10,800 students brushed their teeth together for about 3 minutes in the Philippines.
Wow.
So it did not take place in Arkansas. I don't know if 10,800 people brushed their teeth in
brush
Arkansas.
Brush your tooth. Yeah.
My tooth. It's a toothbrush.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the largest collection of Care Bears?
No.
It was just documented. American makeup artist Nicholas Cherrywood has 1,234 items related to the Care Bears franchise.
Wow.
Including Grumpy Bear, Cheer Bear, and many others. I didn't know that many existed.
I didn't either. But here's something to go along with that. The largest collection of sick bags.
What?
Nick Vermeulen collected 6,116 sick bags over 40 years from 1,142 airlines in 160 countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll bet he doesn't have the one that would be worth the most money. Supposedly, Willie Nelson wrote the song On the Road Again.
On a sick bag?
While he was in an airplane, he wrote it on a sick bag.
Really?
The lyrics, yeah.
Hmm.
And the rest is history. So I wonder if he still has that.
Maybe he does.
Yeah. Interesting.
Hmm. Hmm. Well, let's see here. Here's something that we should try here. Sun Cho Yang, a record breaker from China, recently pulled off a mind-boggling feat that landed him in the GLR. He managed to balance. Now, get this. 150 wine glasses on his chin.
Just stacked up? You'd have to be outside or somewhere with a tall roof.
Yes, somewhere.
My goodness.
And you'd have to have someone with a steady hand that hasn't been drinking the wine. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. Why people do that?
Yeah, again, we ask ourselves why.
Balance on the chin.
Yes. I mean,
people even do that with, like, chainsaws and things like that. So.
Running.
Crazy stuff. You know, Hank, many of us will spend our lives pondering whether or not we have a book in us. And I've thought about it. Mm-hmm. You know, thought maybe I should write maybe my memoir someday, like The Perils of My Rooster Speckled Pete. You know,
it would definitely your memoirs would definitely be a comedy.
Oh well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've thought of a children's book with My Rooster Speckled Pete.
Oh yeah,
but I think it would scare the kids.
Maybe
I think it would.
Yeah,
yeah. This huge rooster, and then he was coming
chasing you.
Yeah,
around.
Exactly. It'd give the kids a nightmare. But anyway, Bella Dark from Dorset, UK, is the youngest published author. author of The Lost Cat. She published it at 5 years, 211 days.
Wow.
Crazy.
She's way ahead of us.
Yeah, well, absolutely. No doubt about it. Maybe, I don't know if you could read that book or not, though, Henry. It might be a little bit.
It is. I could. Someone could always read it to me.
That's true. We could do that for your bed night story.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, in 2009, Australia's own Shine Holtgren, also known as the Space Cowboy, beat the world record, now get this, for the heaviest weight lifted by both eye sockets.
Oh, man.
Here you go. 907 and a half pounds weight with strings hooked on his lower eyelids. The weight was, in fact, a bicycle piled high with record breaker nearest and dearest.
So, ouch.
Could that, you imagine?
And that just pull us.
I saw a picture.
Right,
it was just, it's like, oh my, it looked like fish hooks on him.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
All
right.
Well, okay, one more for you. The fastest toilet, Philip.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's not the one here. A British plumber built a motorized toilet that hits the speeds of 55 mile an hour. Truly the fast way to go.
Wow. That's crazy. And supposedly, the water goes the opposite way in Australia.
I have no idea.
Yeah, have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Supposedly it does.
Could you imagine riding a 55-mile-an-hour toilet down a road?
I thought you meant the water went down that fast.
He's driving a toilet.
I thought it was like you flushed it and the water was going 55 miles an hour.
No.
Whoosh!
Could you imagine?
No, I couldn't.
Well.
I'll ponder on that.
I definitely. You know what? I'm hitting the restroom, buddy. Have a good day. Be kind.
TMI. Thanks, Hank.
Got a fender bender? No worries. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists has got you covered. We offer free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. Plus, for a limited time, we are giving you up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Don't let a collision slow you down. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Attention voters of Town of Dayton, let experience keep working for you. On April 1st, vote to re-elect your trusted leaders, Cheryl Dull for chair, Kurt Munson for supervisor, James Lingle for supervisor, and Tammy Newberry for treasurer. Your vote matters. Vote April 1st.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Hello, WRCO's listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I've taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
We're at 24 degrees in Richland Center on March 13th in history. The seventh planet of the solar system, Uranus, was discovered by astronomer William Herschel. In 2012, this happened. It would have changed education had I been back in school at that time. Encyclopedia Britannica announced it was ceasing publication of its print version, the oldest and longest continually published English language general print encyclopedia. And it was the one of choice by the teachers back in the 70s that I had to copy. Anyway, coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to all of our friends in Radioland, including Crisco Fish, who turns 2 today, from Mom. Also to wonderful mother Carol Colson, love from Ron and Sherry Colson. To sweet wife Carol, love Merle. And to grandma and great-grandma Carol Colson, love the Colson gang, including Doug, Nicole, and Kaylin, Adeline, Jace, Amelia, Nick, Bridget, Braylin, Jacob, Brianna, Jackson, and Amara. To mom and grandma, great-grandma, from Kevin, Karen, Adam, and Haley. Have a great day today. The RC Lions with wishes for Matthew Goyke, also to Justin Tracy and Jake Niebuhr. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, we salute Dylan Clevin and Lauren Knutson. Happy 81 years young to Jim Lingle from Sue and Merriman. Best wishes to Jim. And to Judy Schneider, happy 81 big ones from Steve and Pat. And happy anniversary today to Jim and Helen Christ from Sacred Heart Parish. Best wishes to the newlyweds today and everybody celebrating.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Your fuel partner for upcoming planting season, make sure your equipment is ready to roll with quality fuel and lubes from Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg. With flexible delivery options and competitive pricing, we provide diesel, gasoline, and bulk lubes, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Wishing farmers a safe and successful planting season, call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. Joanne has the news right around the bend.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big tough man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson. When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Johnny and June on WRCO. This is your old pal Phil Nee saying have a great day. Thank you for listening and supporting local radio.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 24 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. A mix of sun and high clouds, mild conditions today, a high of 64. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild with a low of 45. In Richland Center, after a low of 23, it's 24 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court debated last night in their one and only debate. WYSN political reporters Matt Smith and Jordan moderated the briskly paced hour-long debate at Marquette Law School. The candidates debated issues including the state's 1849 abortion ban, which is currently before the court, and whether they'd recuse from cases that come before the court in the future. Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel says the 1849 state law prohibiting abortion remains valid.
No judge or justice should be deciding this issue for the voters of Wisconsin. This issue belongs in their hands. And should it be decided by the voters, or should it be decided by four justices and a majority on the court?
Dane County Judge Susan Crawford previously worked as an attorney for Planned Parenthood.
Well, I'm proud of the work that I did as a lawyer. I was standing up in court fighting for the rights of women and their doctors to make those decisions, those critical decisions about health care.
The role of outside money in the race was also debated by the candidates last night. Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel was asked about Elon Musk funding of his campaign.
Outside help that comes is not something I control. It is expensive and it's difficult to get your message out on the airwaves to all the voters of Wisconsin. But there's a difference here. My opponent was supported by George Soros.
Schimmel said Soros is dangerous. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford on Musk.
He has now spent over $10 million on my opponent's race. He has basically taken over Brad Schimmel's campaign. He's got paid canvassers who are knocking on doors, handing out flyers that say, support the Trump agenda, put Brad Schimmel on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Crawford said Musk has pledged to nationalize the Wisconsin race. Early voting begins next Tuesday. Record-breaking spending for ads in the state Supreme Court race. According to numbers tallied by WisPolitics, nearly $59 million has been spent for advertising in the race between Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. That tops the roughly $56 million spent during the 2023 Supreme Court campaign. Much of the spending comes from outside groups, including Elon Musk America PAC for Schimmel and Democratic mega donor George Soros for Crawford. WisPolitics tracked more than $33.3 million in support for Schimmel and $25.5 million on behalf of Crawford. Spending will continue to climb with 3 weeks to go until the election. Lawmakers are proposing a bill to end daylight savings in Wisconsin. The bill is from Fox Valley Republicans Representative Nate Gustafson and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara. The Wisconsin State Journal reports it aligns with previous comments from President Donald Trump, who has described daylight savings as inconvenient and very costly. The lawmakers say eliminating daylight savings would promote public health, safety, and economic stability. Federal law generally prohibits states from ending daylight savings, but because all of Wisconsin falls under one time zone, it could be eliminated here if applied statewide. A similar bill was proposed and quickly withdrawn in 2017 following criticism on social media. Madison City Clerk has been put on leave. Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway announced Wednesday that Clerk Mary Beth Wetzel Bell has been suspended as part of the investigation into uncounted ballots during the November 2024 election. City Attorney Michael Haas will serve as acting clerk until the investigation is over. The clerk's office failed to count nearly 200 ballots after polls closed last November and did not report the incident to state elections officials until December, after official counts were finalized. The mayor's office did not elaborate on what the investigation has discovered. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is conducting a separate investigation of the uncounted ballots. The Trump administration is threatening UW-Madison over protest about the war in Palestine. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Department of Education, now led by Linda McMahon, sent letters to 60 universities across the country, accusing them of violating Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Title VI requires that any organization receiving federal funds bans discrimination based on race, color, or national origin. And the letter threatens, quote, potential enforcement action, end quote, but wasn't more specific than that. Trump and his surrogates have said they would crack down on what they call anti-Semitism on campus, saying the schools failed to protect Jewish students and faculty. Last year, UW-Madison students camped out as a protest against the war in Gaza, and that movement ended when police broke up the demonstration. Protesters, both students and faculty, and police were hurt. Now, these letters may be just the start, because we're already seeing what can happen next. Last week, the Trump administration canceled $400 million in federal funding to Columbia University over students' pro-Palestine protests. And on top of that, ICE officers are detaining a Columbia graduate named Mahmoud Khalil, who helped organize the protest there. Even though he's a permanent resident, which is a step above a green card, it means you're allowed to live in the U.S. indefinitely. The administration is now trying to deport him. He has not been charged with a crime. President Trump posted on social media that his deportation will be, quote, the first of many.
If you work with cows or poultry, stay healthy from bird flu. The H5N1 bird flu viruses have been spreading among dairy cows in the U.S. The virus has also been found in poultry flocks, wild birds, and some mammals, including cats. Human infections so far have been sporadic and can range from mild to severe. Signs and symptoms vary and can include red and irritated eyes, fever, cough, or lung infections, such as pneumonia. When you go to the doctor with any of these symptoms, be sure to tell them if you work with cows or poultry or have had contact with sick or dead animals. This Saturday, there will be a sale to provide area farmers with low-cost, high-quality seeds. Project Seed will be at St. Mary's Church parking lot in Richland Center from 10 until 2. Dick Hauser has been involved with Project Seed for many years.
It's been well over 20 years. I can't tell you for sure, but I remember when it first started. It was back in the 80s when we had a problem when the milk price was really deflated. And the first couple of years, you had to bring a milk check along to show that you were having problem getting the right kind of money for your milk. And then I think I came along and said, now, wait a minute. People that are in the beef industry have just as much problem as the milk industry. And so that's kind of where I opened my mouth and got involved.
The Project Seed program is sponsored through a local diocese.
The program is through the Rural Life Committee of the Diocese of La Crosse. And everyone is welcome to come. It makes no difference whether you're Catholic or not. Everyone is welcome because we're offering farmers an opportunity to buy good quality seed at a reduced price.
Steve Moore, who has been involved with Project Seed for at least 15 years, helps provide the seeds.
We first just started supplying the seed corn because they wanted just conventional corn and not Roundup Ready GMO. And so our company, our parent company, so to speak, my company, just was doing a lot of organic, which is conventional seed, and we do the conventional treated as well. So kind of a natural fit, and we're growing our own seed. I've got growers all over, so we can grow what we need. And some of the hybrids for Project Seed are specific to Project Seeds. You know, some of the areas that we sell in there, farmers use. Some of the hybrids and Project Seeds are not in our Foundation Direct seed lineup or Foundation Organic, and vice versa. There's some things there that Project Seeds doesn't get.
There will be various types of seeds on hand, but you can order in advance to make sure you are able to get the type of seeds you want.
We've got some 98-day, 105-day Roundup Ready ones, and then a whole spectrum of just straight conventional hybrids. Nothing really on the truck for the organic guys. We have that at the warehouse, but to keep it kind of slim down and simple so we can deliver at these sites, you know, you can't bring the whole warehouse there. And we try and bring extras. Most of the guys will pre-order. It's a better price when you do that. That way we know how to load the truck and not overload it and start guessing what we may need this, may need that. We get 90 products. So trying to get all these growing for next year and guess what you're going to need and what you don't need, it gets to be a bit of a juggling act. But so far we found that if you grow extra about everything, you tend not to run out. It's maybe not the best inventory management, but it sure cuts the stress level down.
If you would like to pre-order or have questions, call Steve Moore at 608-780-5460 or Dick Hauser at 608-585-4808. Project Seed will be held this Saturday from 10 until 2 at St. Mary's Church parking lot in Richland Center.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Thursday, March 13th. Larry Logan Winger, 74, Richland Center, died last Thursday. Funeral services will be held today at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 10 until the time of service at noon. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, March 22nd, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, March 22nd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel.
Special alert! Town and Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center has super savings on KitchenAid dishwashers. For a limited time, get a $150 rebate on the best dishwashers in the business, like the Whisper Quiet models featuring 360-degree max jet technology, with 50 targeted jets across four wash arms for sparkling clean dishes every time. See these dishwashers on display at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, or online at Town and Country RC.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A senior official at the Kremlin says the 30-day ceasefire proposed by the U.S. and accepted by Ukraine would help Ukraine by offering a break to its military. No official announcement on whether the proposal is being accepted by Russia. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow today. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Canada today for a meeting with G7 leaders. Ukraine, military funding, and the impending trade war are all expected to be topics. Today marks four full weeks in the hospital for Pope Francis.
Pope Francis continues to undergo respiratory therapy during the day and at night at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. In its latest statement, the Vatican said a chest X-ray performed on Tuesday.